Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to make your next move into a reality, including a free domain. Not to mention, with Squarespace's beautifully designed templates and customizable features, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. Simply add and arrange your content with the click of a mouse. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase, plus a free domain with the purchase of an annual plan. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and you know what my deal is. I love movies!
Sorry, that was a shitty cue. You guys, you deserve better. I love movies.
This is I love movies.
Very good. There were a few there that insisted on talking it instead of singing it and brought an interesting tone to the whole experience. Coming to you once again from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin location in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, March 21st, 2017. And owner Tuchel and Anne Heche are not here. Yeah. Banned for life. They don't want to come back. You know what is here, though, I hope? Lots of great name tags. Look at this one right here. Let me show everybody an example of how you make a name tag. You laminate it, because it's raining outside, so that's important. We don't want a fucking soggy piece of shit name tag. Jason Pfeffer is your name. And you're 13 going on 31. Psst, it's my birthday this week. And then there's his goddamn face instead of Jennifer Garner's. It's also got what on here? Oh, at UCB, March 21st. I don't think that was worth pointing out, but now that you got my attention, I'm going to talk for a few minutes about your pants. Let me check out your shit here on the back. Okay, it's a long one, but I agree. Good job. Oh, we got lots of them in the front row. That's nice. And then, what? They're all the same size. You guys all go to the same printer? All right. Well, we got lots of good ones. Oh, and then we got just an R2-D2 sitting in your lap like it's a Pekingese. Wouldn't that be weird if you just walked around petting that all the time? Yeah. What does it do? Is it remote controlled or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now it's just sitting there. You don't have the remote control with you, do you?
I can turn it
on. The batteries and shit. For reals? Mm-hmm. Can he run around on stage? I'd like to see that. Oh shit. Look at him go. He's just sitting there for the listeners. Oh, really?
R2
patrol. He's like, did you just say Patron? Because R2 wants to get fucked up. He just shook his head. No, I'm not going to patrol. What do you think I am? C-3PO or some shit? R2 patrol. What do you mean no? What is wrong with you? Why don't you want to patrol? Why don't you want to patrol? Don't you go silent on me. R2, patrol. What is it? There's too many suspicious types around? Are you scared of something? Those aren't the droids you're looking for. All right, well, he's making a lot of noise. Does he ever do the thing where he goes back and forth on his two legs manically? Does he do that ever? Oh, he can't do it. No, he just shook his head. No, I can't do that. What can you do, bitch? Aw. People think he's real. Real pissed. Be cool if he murdered somebody. Oh, now he's playing the Obi-Wan Kenobi message from Princess Leia. Yeah, that is what that was. Why are you fighting me at every turn? You're the worst roommate I've ever had. I'm going to draw a line between the room. You stay on your side. Seriously, R2, patrol. Just cruise around a little bit. Do something. This is the worst. What do you got to do to get him to move?
Say R2, then he responds, and then say...
Oh, I was doing it wrong. Good point. I talk too fast. I'm a fast talker. R2? Patrol. Are you familiar with Anne Heche? Do you know what happens to people who don't follow my instructions? Your movies come out and nobody goes. Yeah. Did that movie even come out? Yeah, I was out. But no, I don't think people would have went even if I had said go see it. R2? Patrol. Patrol! I'm gonna fucking kick you. Have you ever been the subject of a game, Kick the Can? I know some Tusken Raiders that want to sell you to some Jawas. Yeah. I got his attention with some references. Hey, have you seen Salacious Crumb lately? What's he up to? All right, well, let's just leave him there and see if he makes a move at some point during the proceedings. No, leave him there.
R2.
Oh, shit, he's going to try to talk to him.
Patrol.
No, he's saying no to you, too. Wait, why are you taking him back? Oh, it's a button situation?
R2. Patrol.
That'd be so great if they sold a toy that just refused to... Hey, Slinky, go down the stairs. Fuck you.
Oh,
Hey, R2, we got other guests on the show today.
R2. Patrol.
At the very least, Roomba. Clean some shit up. But let's just leave him there as my little sidekick for the show, shaking his head at everything. I really thought that guy was just going to stomp on him. All right, Doug plugs. Can I do some Doug plugs, R2? Okay. I'll do those while you patrol. No! Careful! Careful, R2! Sir, R2 seems to think you might be an illegal. Yeah, he really likes to try to fall off the stage. Huh? Oh, here we go. Patrol. That doesn't seem good. All right, well, I got a show to do. That was a real fun part that I'm going to cut out. I don't even remember what time we started, so apologies to whatever show's next. This might take a while. He's going to go check out some... he's at a great level to look up some skirts. Oh, not interested in that. He really is... You're doing a good patrol, R2. Little. Too bad there isn't any music playing. Uh-oh. He really wants to go off that stage. Back up. R2. Patrol. Okay, yeah, give him a little... I can't believe people are listening to this. So, R2, there might be some tickets left this weekend if you're going to be in Portland. I'm doing stand-up this Sunday at Helium. Have you heard it's a gas, R2? Yeah, I agree. And I'll be there at 4:20 on Sunday, and if people bring name tags, we'll play a little last man stand. Now he's going back that way. Seems like he's got a real specific pattern that he likes to... He's gonna go for that lip again. This time he was almost going fast enough. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy in New York City. You ever get to New York City, R2? Oh, here he comes. Stop, R2. R2, end patrol. He's just gonna get stuck in all the mic cords. Okay, take five, R2. It really is the worst of both worlds with you. You either don't move or you move too much. I understand C-3PO's constant frustration with you now. Oh, he's loose, kind of. He really works it out eventually. Okay, so... Gramercy Theater, New York, April 2nd and 3rd, and we're back at Meltdown Comics in L.A. on Sunday, April 9th at 4:20. And I'm doing a show at Meltdown Comics on Saturday, April 15th, but that's Tax March Day. Are you going to Tax March, R2? R2 wishes he could march at all right now. He's just stuck in one spot. There we go. He's on his way again. This stage is going to be clean in no time. I'm going to get my guests out here because they've been waiting patiently while this nonsense is going on.
And we got great ones, and we'll talk about all the prize bag stuff, and we're going to go all night here tonight. Please give a big warm welcome to Mark Ellis, Josh Wolf, Ross Marquand, and Freddie Prinze Jr. He's over there. Thanks for being here, guys. Sorry about the long wait, but...
Your droid announcing skills are fantastic.
Pretty strong, yeah.
We couldn't see anything, but we were riveted backstage.
He's really got an issue with Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
I think he wants to see your papers.
Shit.
All right. Okay, R2, that's good. You did a great job. Stand down, R2. What do you say to him to get him to stop?
Turn him off.
Just shut him down. No, I want him to keep going if he wants to keep going. Oh, look, he's popping a wheelie. Looking right up her skirt. Hello. What's your name? What is he doing?
He went from the world's most lovable
droid
to a sexual predator.
He's intimidating as fuck, I'm telling you.
He's really taking a liking to you.
Chris Hansen stars in To Catch a Droid.
Well, let's say hello to my guests individually, starting with the first timer on the show tonight. It's Freddie Prinze Jr., everybody. So excited to have you here, dude.
This is like turning into a bad Law & Order SVU episode. Where there's like a kid who's actually controlling it and recording all this. And is actually shooting up skirt shots. Sorry, that's where my brain goes when I see this.
No, that's cool. He's gonna once he hits that lip, he's gonna stop again. Well, he's gonna go back over and check her out again. He's like, "Who's this? Who's this guy with her?" Not impressed. But Josh Wolf, on the other hand.
Did you think you were going to get that this investment from your $39? Did you ever think that $39 would go this far?
How much do those go for?
Yeah.
They're a lot.
It was a gift. It sure is, and it keeps giving.
Do you get like really drunk on Saturday night? You wake up Sunday morning in a C-3PO costume like, oh, it happened again. Let's check the tape.
Yeah, do you live alone? No? How does your significant other feel about it? Creeps her out?
He doesn't live alone. He's got Ben and Baru there, and they give an oil bath every so often, and there's sand people. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call them sand people. There's S words, and it's a good time. It's a good time on Tatooine.
He's just stuck.
Yeah, now he gets stuck on the lip, and I'm happy for him. I mean, I'm happy that stopped him. He's making noises because he doesn't like it.
You sound like a grandfather talking about his dog now. He gets stuck on the lip. Don't worry, he'll be fine.
Jack Russell. He's making noises. He's fine. He doesn't like it.
Goddamn thing finally gives me a minute's peace. R2, patrol the other way. Back up. You can do it, R2. So Freddy is...
No, he's a disgrace.
He's in the... you're in the podcasting game now, I hear.
With this fine specimen right here.
Josh Wolf.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to him, too.
Hi. Yeah, we have a show called... Prince and the Wolf, and it's pretty straightforward.
How long did it take to come up with that? R2 likes that name.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about it, R2. No, how long did it actually probably longer than it should have.
Like, probably about 3 weeks.
Yes, you're going, what do we call it? Wolf Prince? No.
We were on that for a good week, though. Yeah. That was the front runner. Yeah. I thought it was the one.
But you know, we really had to change. There's only four words, so you got to really get all of the combinations, and this is one we landed on. Yeah.
All right.
Freddie is in a movie. You guys can back me up on this if you want. That when it's on cable television, I can't turn away, and it's called Head Over Heels.
That's the one?
Right? Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Every time I land on it, I go, is he a murderer? Like, I never remember how it ends, but I watch
it. Was I a murderer in that?
I think, well, you know, you're suspicious, but then also...
I never saw it, so I don't... I did. I read the script. I know how it ended.
But it's on cable a lot. You must hear from people about
She's All That's the one everyone
it's
says.
It's all about She's All That still.
Yeah, I don't get the head over. I love Monica Potter, but you're the first one that's responded that
Oh, that's,
way.
Well, I'm proud to be that person.
Good, you're the one.
R2's got my back on this one.
R2's like, R2. Dude, seriously, you didn't watch Summer Catch?
Yeah.
Like.
Well... When I saw it, it was in Europe, so it was called Summer Snatch.
Yeah.
Hey.
It was a dirtier film. There he goes again. He's really patrolling this one lady. What's your name?
Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
How do you feel about him creeping on you? Threatening your loved ones? Computer love. Also joining us on the panel. Yeah, I'm going to keep this thing going.
I think you should. Yeah.
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 It's Ross Marquand, everybody. Back on the show. In between, you know, I can never ask you what's going on with Walking Dead, you know, like you don't want to spoil anything. You're under strict rules and regulations.
Super strict.
Yeah, but tell us something.
So many people die at the end of the season. So many people die.
All right. Well, it's about dead people, so.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
But you're home because you're done shooting for a spell?
Yeah, ostensibly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you don't know if you're done for good or not.
I mean, who knows?
We'll find out. How many of your relatives know exactly what's going on with you and your character on the
show?
Zero.
None of them know.
Really? You don't even tell them?
I don't tell anybody.
All right.
Yeah.
When do you go back to Atlanta?
I mean...
God, that was going to work.
So close. Yes. So close.
You had me. I was like, yeah.
That's all he does all the time. That's all you do is... talk to people who want to get stuff out of you, right?
That's true. That's the only time people talk to me.
How do you think you'd respond to waterboarding? Because I... R2, get the water.
He's actually going for it.
Yeah,
he's going back to Nicole. Yeah.
Hey, Nicole.
Nicole, can you say, Obi-Wan Kenobi, help me? You're my only hope.
And that's Mark Ellis, everybody.
Yeah. You know, Doug.
Co-Schmo on the Schmo's No.
Schmo's No. People like to call me an unsuccessful Ross Marquand. And
you guys could be brothers.
I've heard that a lot. I've always gotten Topher Grace. Do you ever get Topher Grace?
A lot, actually.
I ran into Topher Grace at a Chipotle. This is not a lie. We ordered the same exact burrito.
What?
And then I took a picture with him, and then he left. He hasn't called since. It was a good first date.
Did you say to him, people say we look alike?
I might have asked him to take a picture outside Chipotle. Because he wasn't going to do it. Like, no. I know he wanted to.
He wasn't going
to
go up to you. Mark, everyone says I look. Will you take a picture?
You're like, dude.
Yeah. I'm like, look, dude, I'll be the awkward guy. Okay, let's take a picture. Where are you going? Why are my hands behind my back in cuffs? It was a good night. It was a good night.
You're on movie fights a lot on the Screen Junkies.
Yeah, I'll do some movie fights, some movie trivia schmodown.
Do you know your stats on there, like how often you win?
Sadly, 99% of the time.
Freddie knows I'm really good.
That's right.
Not quite that high of a percentage.
98.9% of the time.
Okay, not that bad. I mean, come on, Freddie. Move me a little bit here. I win more than I lose, Doug.
Okay.
Win more than I lose.
That's I like that. That's good.
I can't say that to be true for me on this show.
No, your record's not great on here, but you know what you bring to this show?
Stupidity?
Heart.
Heart, exactly.
Yeah, heart, yeah, exactly.
You're the Spanish kid from Captain Planet.
Yeah, I play heart. I play heart.
The Peruvian kid, shafted with heart.
That's right, buddy.
The American gets fire.
It's a good power, bro.
The Russian gets water.
Big time.
Peruvian kid's like, heart.
Yeah.
Heart.
It's all you, buddy.
I missed that show by like 2 years, and now I feel really, really stupid.
Hey, does anybody care about this new Power Rangers movie?
I just saw it.
Yeah.
That's what you just came from? Because you told me you were going to be at a screening.
Yeah, just came.
What
from
can
Power
you
Rangers.
Say? Are you under an embargo?
No, I'm not.
So tell us. Not that anyone here is probably planning to see it. Is anybody planning to see it?
No.
That one lady checked with everybody.
In the world of podcasting or stand-up, there's nothing worse than a rhetorical question and an audible no.
Yeah.
Is anybody like for
There's
role?
Worse no. things than that. Yeah.
But yes, there are.
But have you formed an opinion?
It's not terrible. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes. It's too long.
40?
How long is it?
40 minutes?
It's 40 hours and 40
2 hours
minutes.
And
2 hours and 4
it's
minutes.
It's the Showa of Power Rangers movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
It could, if it was 90 minutes, it would have been like really, really impressive, and it's better than I thought it was going to be.
How's my boy Bryan Cranston?
Cranston is great, and that dude, Walter White, y'all, commits.
wait, Zordon. Why is he your boy?
Did I say he's...
No, Ross said, how's my boy, Bryan Cranston? Because you were both on AMC, is that how that works?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they live in the AMC house.
Do you
right?
do
yeah,
a...
Yeah, yeah. Cafeteria. They have a big house.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's...
Or it's the most massive Walking Dead spoiler ever given.
Oh, shit.
All their computers work great in the AMC house because of all the Halt and Catch Fire guys. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Seriously. Can we be serious for a minute?
I'd prefer not to.
Do you do a micro impression of Bryan Cranston?
No.
Can you try one right now?
Jesse.
No, it's a terrible.
What was that? Bryan Cranston when he comes?
Jesse!
Jesse.
I'm an altar.
Jesse. Wow. Yeah, probably. It would sound something like that.
All right, cool.
Yeah, good one.
I like it. What do you got for the prize bag, Josh Wolf?
Well, I got sent a box of shit that I didn't want.
Well, it's all taped up and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
so
you don't even know what's in it?
It's open. I do know what's in it. A long time ago, somebody from Adam and Eve sent a huge box of shit to me. And so every now and then I like to give some away. So this is... It's a lot of lotions and
lubes.
It's
a box of love.
Yeah.
You want to slide it down here?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll slide.
R2's curious about it.
Got a whole lot of lube.
Yeah, here. Let's. We should have R2 check this for...
explosives?
Yeah. Yep. R2.
The lube's down there, dude.
Get over here, you piece of shit.
Look at what he's been... He's like, you know, I used to steal Death Star plans.
Now I'm just sniffing lube. Yeah, well, he has really...
Yeah, that's right. I just threw some lube at you, R2.
Yeah.
Does that say OT?
Yeah, that's like when you want to go to OT. OT
lube. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's the OT lube.
Oh, man. We've been going for a while, but I feel like we can kick it in the next...
Yeah.
We were tied now.
Yeah. So we're
going to... Here's two words I don't like. Delay cream.
Yeah.
This is a good gift.
Yeah.
So there's a whole box of that shit courtesy of Josh Wolf.
You're welcome. You're welcome in advance. I'm sure it'll be nice for you guys.
It looks like a mix of oils. I mean, OT is only like literally the last thing you do, but there's a lot of other oils.
Oh, there's a lot leading up to OT, dude.
There's the pre-game.
You got a first half, you got halftime.
Halftime nipple. A
couple
castles.
Of snacks.
Yeah.
The post-game show.
Eat a Capri Sun and some orange slices. Look at the whole thing in there, everybody. Don't worry about it. I got you. Fuck you.
Yeah, R2 is really fixated. He wants you to take him home.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I just thought of a funny video would be a funny video commercial parody would be to do a bunch of sad droids with Sarah McLachlan music playing. Freddy, what do you got for the prize bag, my new friend?
I had some amazing.
Oh, really?
Amazing sandals of peace that I forgot to bring. So,
oh shit!
You guys are gonna get a sweet, and when I say sweet, it already has one stamp on it—a sweet Starbucks card coming at you straight out of my wallet. Boom. I'm keeping my sandals of peace.
There's already one stamp on there, so you just need to stamp it four more times,
and you're going to get a free breakfast.
Say it again. Say it again with passion.
Yeah.
Four more.
Coffee and a sandwich.
That's right.
That's a good
That's
deal.
That's right. You're a fifth of the way there. You're welcome.
Yeah, and also, and guess what? It's on a clock. You've got until you've got until April 10th.
Hurry your ass up. That is not the gift that keeps on giving. It's a gift with a shelf life.
Yeah.
When you told us that backstage, you made it seem like it was a Starbucks gift card.
Did
like,
I?
I was like, Freddie's a nice guy. Didn't have a gift. He stopped at a Starbucks.
No, I'm not a nice guy.
Loaded up like $50 on a gift card. No, that was literally in your wallet.
Yeah. 100%.
That's a memento, kids.
Yeah.
R2 likes it.
Yeah, R2 didn't believe it. I'm showing him.
Scan it.
See, four times and you get a free one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Doesn't care. This is the most fun episode to be at. That'll teach people to stay home when it's raining.
Yep.
Russ Marquand, what do you got for us?
Do you like Resident Evil?
I like how R2 won't leave Nicole alone. Oh, Josh, here you go. A Resident Evil umbrella?
Umbrella Corporation umbrella.
And it's been broken by zombies
it's
already.
Been broken by zombies.
Officially.
Yeah.
So. It's got a, it's like a, got a tiny little handle though, right? Like it doesn't give you a whole lot of,
it's almost like an umbrella hat.
You're making it look.
Yeah. No, look like how long it is. It's like this. You can't do anything with
like, it's got a short stick.
Yeah,
true.
That's what I mean. The short stick thing.
It might extend more.
I love the cruel irony of an audience who was waiting in the rain for an hour to get in. Now I got an umbrella for one of you.
What are you going home person. Dry tonight? The rest of you wet. You fixed it. It's beautiful.
Now it's brand new.
It's a beautiful open umbrella. That's not a thing anybody's
superstitious about.
Yeah. Nobody minds.
Well, it's already raining, so fuck it. Who cares?
Oh, is that the superstition?
I think that's how it works. Yeah, if it's raining, you can open it indoors.
Yeah.
Makes
so actually, this
sense.
Will be a reverse effect. It's like bonking, you know, Adam's head. You know, Adam's family.
Yeah.
Has reverse amnesia.
It's exactly that.
What?
It's just like that. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a bird.
Yes.
Have you met my umbrella droid?
He hates the umbrella. Dude, or like, he loves it.
That's like my dog trying to get out from under the covers. Can't fucking figure it out. There you go.
He's going to be frozen for a while.
All right. Good.
Okay, so Mark, what are you, Mark Ellis?
R2 could have used that umbrella on Dagobah. I'll see you guys later. I'm done. So by round of applause, how many people in this room saw the movie that came out at the beginning of last year called The Witch? All right, so my girlfriend went on Etsy to order a witch pillow. It's going to be a witch pillow. And this is what they delivered us.
That witch turned itself into a zebra.
It's a zebra, but it's also like a rainbow zebra.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the witch could do goats well. Yeah. Wait until you see what she does with a zebra. So I also brought the actual pillow that you can inflate and put in the zebra.
Oh.
And if that wasn't enough, I also brought a pack. This is 1986 Donruss unopened baseball cards. Some of you, most of you, not going to give a shit about this. But if you do, you know that there's a Jose Canseco rated rookie possibility inside this unopened wax pack. 1986 Donruss. There's no gum.
I think you should hold on to that.
Why? There's no gum?
I have
gum?
A whole box at home.
You do?
Yeah.
Serious collector.
I'm that guy.
Serious Wait. Collector doesn't need gum.
No gum? How
yeah,
come
it
no
doesn't
gum?
Even smell like gum. They should make it smell like gum.
Donruss didn't do gum back in the day. Topps did.
The gum was the best part. Oh, it smelled so
Not
good.
Not 1986 gum.
That gum never goes bad, dude. Are you kidding me?
My brother chewed 1983 Topps gum, and this was like in 2003.
And he's and fine.
He was home from school for 3 days.
With what? I mean,
we just gave him a box of lube and told him to go to town.
Yeah.
So he was.
Wait, was he at home or was he in town?
Some inconsistencies in your
yeah,
story.
Yeah, your story doesn't add up. No. I'm a judge now.
Oh.
So yeah, so we so far we have a pile of things that would be suitable for like a fire.
those chilly Southern California nights.
At least these products designed to help keep you wet will stay dry under that umbrella. And I brought a Douglas Movies t-shirt and a plastic bag that I'm going to use later. There's no reason to get into that. And this was, somebody gave me this at South by Southwest, and I was like, that's really cool. I'm going to give it away on the show. It's a it's a virtual reality headset thingy from Austin VR Lab. So, yeah. For me, virtual reality is like I just walk around and go, wow, this is really, I could see around.
Yeah.
Everything.
Most crowds would go crazy for that. You guys like, I don't know. I saw the Lawnmower Man like 2 weeks ago.
We did a show at Meltdown Comics a couple weeks ago where we gave everybody a loot crate. Did you? Anybody? Were any of you at that show? Yeah. Were you excited to get that loot crate?
Still haven't gotten it.
Still haven't gotten it? That's part of the, that's what takes away from your excitement, is that we didn't give you one.
Yeah.
We didn't have enough. But also included is a $10 gift card for iTunes, so you can buy some premium episodes of Doug Loves Movies, or anything you want from iTunes. They have other stuff. And a Peacemaker pipe. All of that is going to be somebody's tonight. And I also brought... Paper? Buzzers. So I'm going to bring those into the action here in a second. But first I have to ask Josh.
Yeah.
What was the last movie you saw?
Kong.
Skull Island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and get rid of bring that umbrella back over to me. Thanks, R2. How great is John C. Reilly in that?
Amazing.
Right?
And you know, like, I heard... So, some people walked out disappointed, and I heard what they were talking about. They were, like, complaining about the story and whatever. If you're going to Kong for the story, you're doing it wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going...
That
to
should be in the ads.
Yeah, but yeah. Dude, you're just going to eat some popcorn and just watch the fucking CGI. That's it, really. And
it's really
great.
Good CGI.
Amazing. Like
the fights and the...
Amazing.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah.
And then John C. Reilly is like the heart of it. Like he brings a little, you know, emotion to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I didn't love the movie. I just loved being high and watching the Big Ape.
Yeah, that's
what I meant by I loved it. Yeah.
That's what they did. They like made it bigger and spent so much like the previous previous two King Kongs were like way longer and spent a lot more time on the human characters. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck? Get the big monkey out here.
If the big monkey just danced around the whole time and there were no people, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I want to see some people die.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There were some great fights.
Really good. Like PG-13 is a stretch. Some people die. Some pretty horrible deaths.
Yeah.
Right.
The fucking yeah. That wasn't good.
I like the physical gesture with that. Freddie, have you been to the movies lately, or watched something at home or on a device?
I have two kids, so the last movie I saw was the Lego Batman movie.
Wait a second. Listen to all these people that don't have kids that love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not a reason to see it necessarily. Who is your favorite villain?
What would make you angriest?
Probably Riddler, because that Conan O'Brien, he's a dick.
I'm going to go with the Riddler. I really liked Conan O'Brien's, the way he kind of just committed to that. It was a lot stronger than anyone else.
I think he had like two lines in there. There's...
But you felt those two lines so powerfully, it felt like he was the lead of the movie.
Fair enough.
Come here, R2.
Ross?
Yeah.
You checking out R2? Is he is he exploring new areas?
He was going to come to me and then he stopped.
Oh, he's back there. Okay, that's
come
cool.
Here, buddy.
What have you seen lately?
I saw Get Out last night.
I just saw that recently myself.
Great.
Wished I'd seen it earlier because I think the less you know about it, the better.
Great.
But you liked it?
I loved it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really like one of those ones that like just don't. There's no reason to say anything more.
The less you know, the better, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Which is true of a lot of movies, but that one's got a special extra amount
nice
of
little, nice little Hallmark ending at the end, I felt like.
All right, I don't know why you had to say that.
Well, no.
Now, in the first time in 10 years, I'm going to have to edit this program. No. Because you said more about Get Out than I wanted you to say.
No.
I just love to see like Donald Trump go to see Get Out and like with like a bunch of white guy gear on, you know, like
the white guy gear.
He's rooting for white people in the movie, and he just walks out like a sad fan, like, oh, but we got our ass kicked.
It feels a bit like being John Malkovich, does it not? And I thought it was interesting that Catherine Keener was in it because she's obviously in Being John Malkovich, and it's actually kind of Being John Malkovich. With a you know, sociological slant to it.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Not really.
Don't you think? I mean, you saw the movie, right?
Yeah, there was a...
You don't think it was Being John Malkovich with a sociological slant? No? Really?
All right.
You see what I'm
talking about,
right?
You're saying too much, but...
All right.
But yeah.
It's kind of Being John Malkovich. All right.
I don't... If so, fuck the people who haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, whatever.
Mark... How long has it been out? 2 or 3 weeks? Thanks.
Get Out came that's out in the middle of February.
Yeah, that's enough time.
Yeah, so that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
They should have seen it by now.
Let's just straight up say the ending.
Oh, that's what you're worried. Okay, I'm sorry. No. It was a nice ending. I thought it was a nice ending.
Okay.
Look, all I'm saying is that if y'all just gave a book report and I was your teacher, I would say you didn't actually read this book.
I thought I was being pretty vague, right?
No, yeah, you're being plenty vague.
Plenty vague.
Yeah,
man.
I like it.
The middle of the movie was cool, and the ending was, like, awesome, and...
Yeah, yeah.
And I get an A.
The last movie you saw, we already know, is Power Rangers.
Yeah. We could do Power Rangers. We could do the other last movie I saw.
What was that?
The Belko Experiment.
How'd that work out for you?
It was awesome. I thought it was great.
I was psyched about that movie, and it's not doing great, like, on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever, but...
No.
I love that James Gunn wrote it, and he's got Rooker and Sean Gunn are in it.
Yeah,
and
John C. McGinley's in it. There's a bunch of people in an office building, and, like, there's, like, a voice of God that tells them, hey, in 30 minutes, half of you are going to die, and... But if you kill, like, two people, everybody lives, and then all hell breaks loose from there. So it's like, do half of us want to die, or...
Wait, is that happening here tonight?
Yeah, because repeat the question. I wasn't paying attention at all, but now I
didn't expect to captivate the audience that much. Everybody leaned forward like, oh, fuck, R2, get us out of this. It's a cool movie, though, because like I like watching movies where I'm thinking, like, what would I do if I was in that situation? Would I be one of the guys freaking out, or would I be like staying calm? So it's a fun movie. I recommend it.
All right. That's cool.
Where did you fall? Calm or freaking out?
I mean, I'd like to think I'd be cool about it, but I'd probably be the first guy dead. You know? I'd be the guy who's, like, overacting, like, and when you can watch it, you're like, there's no way this guy's, like, a lead. This guy's just not a good enough actor to be a principal. They're going to off him soon, then his head blows up, and...
R2, what was the last movie you saw? Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
He's done.
Maybe does his battery die out?
He's staring at me.
Does he go into his shutdown mode?
R2.
His light's still on.
R2.
Oh my God, if he came back out and he had a tray of drinks like Jabba's Palace. Right?
Is this practice for like, are you going to get a real pet?
Get my power converters. Get my power converters.
Practice for real pet.
R2!
I've got a BB-8 that does the same sort of thing. Yeah. But I just leave him in the box because I don't want him running around and I might step on him.
It's like a really sad Pixar movie.
You mean it's like a Pixar movie? All right, here's the part of the show. Bert, turn it off because I'm about to say, let the games begin. Gentlemen, some people have fashioned name tags after their favorite or maybe a movie that just has their name in the title. And I need each of you to go select the person you'd like to play for by physically taking the name tag from them. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Whatever your next big idea might be, count on Squarespace to help you create an eye-catching online platform that brings it to life. Whether you need a portfolio to showcase your work, a store to sell your products and services, or a blog to share your ideas, Squarespace gives you everything you need to look like an expert right from the start. You even get a unique domain, which strengthens your brand and makes it easier for visitors to find you. Plus, with Squarespace's award-winning templates, creating a beautiful website is a simple and intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. Though, if you do have a question, Squarespace's award-winning 24/7 customer support can help you with any problem, no matter how technical or trivial seeming. Think of them as your very own IT department. So make your next move and start your free trial at squarespace.com today. Enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. And if you purchase an annual plan, you'll get a free domain. Once again, that's D-O-U-G Doug. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at CISO. Meet David, smart, jobless, and $500,000 in debt. Now David's decided to become a licensed clinical psychiatrist by conducting 1,920 hours worth of therapy sessions with patients he's met on Craigslist. See if his plan works out on the new critically acclaimed series, Shrink, streaming only on CISO. With a wide array of handpicked, ad-free, and on-demand comedy, CISO is your one-stop comedy streaming service. Watch Next Day Late Night, hilarious stand-up specials, and binge-worthy classics, including 42 seasons of SNL and the entire Monty Python catalog from the comfort of your favorite device. Plus, CISO has tons of great original series like the McElroy Brothers, My Brother, and Me, as well as an animated fantasy role-playing game starring Dan Harmon and a fake reality show created by the geniuses behind Comedy Bang Bang and Reno 911. Access CISO anytime, anywhere on iOS, Android, Apple TV, and almost any other device, all for just $3.99 per month. No joke. So what are you waiting for? Just go to SEESO.com right now to sign up for one free month with the promo code DLM at checkout. That's CISO.com, spelled SEESO.com, promo code DLM, CISO.com, promo code DLM. Back to the show!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Karma. We're back. That was very, I don't even know how to describe that. It felt like it didn't even happen. What do you got there, Mark Ellis?
I have Hell or High Peter.
Okay, and it's...
And it is adorned by two Cadbury... These are genuine Cadbury eggs.
Is that
eggs.
What got you, was the Cadbury eggs?
It might have been the Cadbury eggs that got me, Mr. Benson.
Do you enjoy a Cadbury egg? Like, would you eat one right now?
I haven't had a Cadbury egg in a good 10 years, and...
I'd like to watch you eat one.
That was creepy as fuck, dude.
I'm like, hey, there's some interesting fetishes in the world.
I think I'd like to watch you eat one.
Can you hand me Josh Wolf's box of goodies, please? Can I put some OT on this?
Oh! See, that's part of why. That is a very aggressive style.
Damn it, Mark.
See, there's...
Damn it.
They should do ads that say there's no good way to eat a Cadbury egg because it's disgusting.
That was fucking... Oh, my goodness.
No, there's
no coming back from
yeah,
that.
Just let it set, bro. Let it set. Just... Yeah.
There's only one way to eat a Cadbury egg, and it's just bite the fuck into the thing, and I just forgot how creamy it was, Doug.
Yeah, it's like fucking soup inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sucking on your fingers, dude. That's nice.
I'm gonna call you sticky fingers from now on. The rest of the episode, sticky
just
fingers.
Hanging
Have any of you guys ever heard of a movie called Starred Up?
No.
Because the Hell or High Water poster says from the writer of Sicario and the director of Starred Up. Oh. Like, why would they put that there of a movie nobody's ever heard of?
Can I tell you something else?
Please.
You would think you think the insides would be like good coating? I literally almost choked on the second part of the egg because Ross said something.
You're still about to choke.
Ross called me sticky fingers. I was like, it'd be really funny if like we were in a sitcom and we were twins and you were the successful one and I was the one at home and they called him sticky fingers because he
was always eating Cadbury eggs.
It's so hard to take you seriously with that shit just glistening on your chin. I can't even take anything he's saying seriously. He's got that shit all over your face.
Chocolate gold.
Hey, let's see you fuckers introduce a poster. It's not as easy as it looks. A lot of pressure involved.
Yeah, it looks like Freddy's gonna have to eat some weird shit as well.
Fuck that.
But let's check with Ross first.
I got this is very funny. I love wordplay, as you know. Colin,
as
Colin,
I know.
Call him them softly. Because I'm a huge Colin Quinn fan, as you also know.
He put me on there. And also, not only do I have a gun, but I also have a gavel.
And Scoot McNary. Last time I was on the show, you know.
Yeah, Scoot's a regular on the show. Very nice guy.
Very nice.
And all right, good job.
So there you go. Yeah, that's the extent of it. Not nearly as entertaining as his, apparently.
No eggs. No,
give that man an egg.
Give that man an
egg. It's not a competition, Ross, except for the part that's about to be a competition. Freddie, what do you got over there?
All right, I got a Tequila Sunrise starring Mel Gibson, Michelle Pfeiffer, Doug Benson.
Oh, look at that. I really fit in nicely in that
you
one.
You do, right? Stole his role.
I'd rather replace Mel Gibson and co-star with Kurt Russell.
Why do you look so surprised that you're on the movie poster?
Because I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, my God, I got a boner against Michelle Pfeiffer right now.
It was frightening.
We should not be standing this close together. She's a sexy movie star. I'm high. And what's attached to it? Like little bottles of something?
It looks like we got some jelly bean champagne flavor, Orange Crush, which if you play pool, you know that's getting the 3 and the 5.
No? Okay.
Mm-hmm. No degenerate gamblers? Okay, wow. Good. Good. No, you're a good group. So we got, jelly beans. and Takira.
We know they're a good group because R2 patrolled and found nothing.
And he fucking yeah. Blair, he Blair Witched
he was
himself
sniffing
up
too.
Against the wall.
He's tapping out back here.
He's just like...
Too much input. Yeah. He's going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
Who are you playing for, Josh?
This is Jesse Duke. Look at that. What was your name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Jesse. Jesse.
Jesse Duke. And here's why I love here's there's a couple reasons. Obviously, I got it. Because it's actually, Scooby-Doo is one of my low-key favorite comedies. I was super high when I went, but it was so funny. I'm sorry, fuck you, if you didn't see it, but if you saw it, you laughed in that theater, and you walked out, maybe a little ashamed that you laughed that much, but you still laughed.
You didn't go there with no kids?
No, I went with my brothers, high as fuck, and it was funny. And then,
wait, did you know Freddie when you saw it?
No. No, I just went with my brothers. This was years
ago. And then now that you guys know each other, do you talk about it all the time?
No, not really.
Is this the first time he's finding out what a fan you are of Scooby-Doo?
No, he told me once before. I thought it was just as weird then.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I said to him, I go, hey, I'm going to tell you something. And I told him, and I go, I bet you nobody's ever told you that before. And he goes, well, nobody your age.
I don't have any brothers,
and I'm the first person to like head over heels.
I just think he's messing with me.
Yes, no head over heels. But I love the bottom starring Doug, somebody, me, Weed, and he threw Freddie in there.
All right.
Yeah. So,
there you go. Did you?
That's a seriously good cast.
Where'd you get that name tag?
Right here.
From
Jesse.
Did you know that Freddie would be here?
Periscope,
yeah. Today on Periscope, I said I let it slip a little bit.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I said, I'm not gonna say who's gonna be here tonight, but I know what he did last summer, and it wasn't Scooby-Doo 3.
Mm-hmm. Is there a 3?
They don't have a check big enough.
What do you mean is there a 3? But it's funny we were talking about Belko Experiment because James Gunn wrote the Scooby-Doo movies, right?
He did,
right?
Man. Absolutely. James is our guy, man.
Yeah, he's awesome.
James, the first script that he wrote was the one that everybody sort of jumped on, and it had all the jokes that our generation wanted. And
a then lot when more we, edge.
Yeah, and then when we landed in Australia, all those jokes were gone.
And there everybody was like, there was just a mystery van and some costumes.
I was like, oh, we're just a G-rated movie. Okay, great. We'll rock this. But yeah, Velma was way gay. She was awesome. She loved the Indigo Girls. She didn't give an F. There was smoke coming out the mystery machine. Yeah, all that. No, gone. Turned into a barbecue. And that was where the smoke was coming
from. Yeah, there was. They definitely de-emphasized Scooby snacks.
Yeah, that's all right, though.
Was did Scrappy-Doo ever make an appearance?
He was in one of them. I don't remember which one he was in.
He must have been in the second
he's
one.
He's the villain?
There
he's
you
the
go.
Villain
he's
in the first one?
The first
yeah.
One.
And then he's not in the second one at all? And, oh, you didn't see the second one, because I thought I was talking to an expert on the subject. You're clearly wearing your Scooby Gang pants tonight. All right, so that's who you guys are playing for, and I think we have time for a game. And
round one.
Yeah.
Mark, you're the winner. Congratulations.
If I can eat an egg and not choke on it in 20 seconds.
Please don't eat another fucking egg.
There's another one ready to go. Josh is going to hurl.
I think whoever's out of the game first has to eat the other egg.
Hell no. That karma will come right to me. Absolutely not.
I think if Josh loses, we put the egg on his head, then put his hat back on, and then hit him on top of the head.
That sounds great.
That classic move. I got buzzers for you guys.
Buzz it.
For this game called Alex's Jason and Dev's IMDb game. Do you guys...
Broncos colors.
Freddie, do you ever look at your IMDb page to see what's going on there?
Probably in like
2000, I did, maybe. Was it around in 2000?
Did you ask Jeeves about your IMDb?
My America Online account, yeah. I think, was the original.
I was either going to go Netscape Navigator or Ask Jeeves, and I was like, fuck it, I'm risking it with Ask Jeeves.
Did you ever get one of those gateway computers that came in the cow boxes? Yeah!
Oh, no, I was answering your question. Oh.
I'm going to kill their thing if I do that.
Yeah, if you don't like your noise, you could trade with somebody else.
Oh, no, this noise is suiting.
All right, so you guys get the idea.
Mine is super positive. Like, hey, how was your date last night?
That was easy.
No question. No question. My date was with this.
You got
this,
the easy button.
My date was with this.
So this game is all...
Got sad over here for a second.
Oh. The creamy filling.
I was going to go to my IMDb app, but it's gone from my phone.
The Belko experiment.
Some people butt dial people. I butt delete apps. I don't know how that happens. But... IMDb has a top four, they call it, the best known for, and they list four projects for each person. So, like, in your case, I imagine it's
Scoob.
It'd be Scoob, and She's All That,
and Head Over Heels, maybe.
Head Over Heels, maybe.
I know what you did.
Oh, yeah, the scary one.
Yeah, yeah.
I would throw Summer Catch in there.
Yeah, you're a Summer Catch guy.
I'm a Summer Catch fan.
You watch it every spring?
I watch it every season.
How would you know time was passing if you didn't? So, I'm going to start naming somebody's top four, and as soon as you think you know it, you buzz in, and if you guess wrong, it's -1 point. But if you get the right answer, then for bonus points, you can name the remaining. You get to guess at what the remaining titles are in that person's top four.
Nice. Okay.
So the important thing is after the first title, you got to be careful about jumping in because probably lots of actors are in that first movie. And you need to hear that second one to really solidify your answer. Mm. Have you played this before, Ross?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. You seem really ready.
Yeah, your posture got like real nice. He was like the kid that sits in the front on purpose in class. Yeah,
it's like you're super ready and Josh is like ready to watch.
I'm just going to go ahead and as soon as you say something.
Really?
It's game on.
First title, you're just going to hit it?
No, because I might not be able to name any out of the...
I'd like to see you get the worst score of all time. All
right, here we go.
That would be -4.
I think
it's
as
bad as you can get today. All right. So, oh, and sometimes a theme emerges. Let's face it, all the time a theme emerges. And the last time I forgot to mention it, it was actors that are in the upcoming movie Baby Driver. And nobody ever caught on to that, and nor should they, because the movie doesn't come out till August.
So wait, is that what this is?
Isn't there a Baby Boss?
Yes, as well? This is all actors that are in Baby Driver, which stars John Hamm, Jamie Foxx.
Got it. Yeah.
Here we go. Ray. No. All right. You'll figure out the theme, maybe. Mm. But this person's top four starts with Train Spotting. Whoa, Freddie?
Ewan McGregor.
Freddie Prinze Jr. with a point.
Boom! Boom.
Coming in hot and hard. So now what you get to do... What you get to do is you get three guesses. I won't tell you if you're right or wrong until you name three movies, if you can name three movies, but three other films featuring Ewan McGregor that made his top four on IMDb.
Phantom Menace.
Full title.
Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
Which episode was it, Freddy?
Oh, sorry, episode one.
Ha 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 ha!
He played Obi-Wan. He found Anakin with Qui-Gon.
Yeah, you don't have to say more than that.
All right, sweet.
All right. Two more.
Moulin Rouge.
Okay, one more.
And am I allowed to say another Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well then
it could be all Star Wars.
Yeah, I would probably just say all of them. I'll do Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Which episode was that?
That was number 3.
That one is correct.
That's the only one that got love for him?
Yep, because then the next one was Attack of the Clones.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then his fourth title, Big Fish. Yeah, Big Fish. So
they don't like the singing and dancing in Moulin Rouge, huh?
Yeah, I would have thought Moulin Rouge would be up there because that's certainly the movie that made the most money other than Star Wars movies, I would think. But anyway, that's his top four. It's a weird system they use, and you have...
Who else could you even name in
Freddie
Train
has two
spotting?
Points.
Kevin McKidd. Johnny Lee Miller. That
yeah,
would be
yeah. Robert Carlyle. And that four. Other... The other guy's name, Ewan...
Christopher Eccleston.
It was another Ewan spelled differently.
Was it Eccleston?
And his last name is Bremer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten any of his top four bonus.
Ewan Eccleston?
No.
Christopher Eccleston, wasn't it?
Huh?
Christopher Eccleston, maybe. Yeah, there was a toilet in it at one point.
There was a bed that was used as a toilet at one point. Wait, which one? Yeah, Trainspotting. I haven't seen T2, which I'm irritated that it's called T2, for starters.
It's a little joke on the other movie.
Yeah, but why would a title of one movie be a joke on another movie that's a completely different genre and time?
I need your clothes, what's your boots, point? And all your heroin. Now, give it to me. Do it. I need it.
That's amazing, Freddie.
Thank you. Been working on that one.
But you should do micro ones like Ross does.
I'll try.
See, Josh has so much fun, I have to have him back.
I love it.
Because usually losers don't enjoy themselves that much.
Yeah, no. I have no expectations at all. That's the best part.
All right, so Freddie has 2 points and everybody else has no points. But there's plenty of chances to catch up. Who's best known for starts with Sense and Sensibility?
Oh,
Josh just throws himself on the ground. Ross, let's hear your buzzer.
I'm going to say Emma Thompson.
Hit your buzzer again.
Oh.
Okay. I just wanted to hear it. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Emma Thompson?
That is correct.
I was going to guess, too.
Lots of people in Sense and Sensibility. You really took a chance there.
I did.
Name 3 more Emma Thompson vehicles.
I'm going to say Junior with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
That's a great DeVito.
I can't believe I'm pregnant again. No!
Again?
Plan C.
So, yeah. And then, fuck. One of the Harry Potters. Yeah.
Shit. Those are tough titles to pull out.
I don't really know the Harry Potters.
Which one did she start in?
Christ.
She wasn't in that one.
Deathly Hallows, the Sorcerer's Stone.
They broke up the Deathly Hallows into 1 and 2. You got to pick a number.
Order of the Phoenix.
Okay. All right.
What? Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
That's the rest of your guess?
Yep. All the Harry Potters. Just all the
Junior,
Harry Potters.
Junior, yep. Order of the Phoenix, and one more.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay. I don't
Azkaban.
She might. Do you think she... Did she enter the series around there?
I don't know.
Azkaban? You don't know?
Yeah.
Right. I thought you knew this shit.
Yes!
I've only seen like 3.
Unfortunately,
say yes.
Thank you, fingers.
Unfortunately, and strangely, because they usually box office has a lot to do with what they pick, they didn't go with any Harry Potter movies for Emma.
But they
Thompson.
Went with Junior, right?
They or Junior. They went Love Actually. Yeah, Nanny McPhee.
What?
Right? And Howard's End.
I got to tell you, you were so confident with Junior. You know what I mean? You had that. You were like in your back pocket. You were thinking, but at least I got Junior.
You even had a secret.
You know what I mean?
You even had a secret tag team partner over here. She was like wishing the answers toward you.
Yeah, you're like, but at least I'm gonna tie it up with Junior. I got Junior in my back pocket.
Junior in my back pocket.
Or what was that? Dead again with Kenneth Branagh.
Sure.
That's another good one.
Yeah, she's been in some movies.
She
was in
she's been a few.
Yeah.
She's great.
But Josh, maybe like you shouldn't play the game. You should just do commentary after each round.
Well, let me tell you something right now.
You're like the hype man
about how they play.
When you said Sense of Sensibility, I took my hand off. And when you said Emma Thompson, I leaned over and what did I say to you?
Couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
What accent do you think she has normally?
Well, you said Harry Potter, so I'm going to give her a British accent.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a British lady.
You should get a point for that.
You should
get a point for that.
So,
one of the most revered
What a weird game that would be.
What'd you say?
She's one of the most revered actresses of all time.
I'm sure I'd know her face, but I don't like know anybody's names and faces. That's why I'm so good at this game, guys.
She won the Oscar for writing Sense and Sensibility. And
great. I'm happy for her. Super happy. She seems like a real nice lady. Yeah.
All right. Freddie has two. Ross has one. Two more rounds plus a tiebreaker, if needed. Here goes. A fish called Wanda. Uh-oh. Josh is in. You can't confer with Freddie. Or R2.
Kevin Klein.
I like it.
That is correct.
Ah, yeah.
He won. Kevin won the Oscar for A Fish Called Wanda.
He did? I'm happy for him, too.
All right, so this might take a minute, but is there any chance that you could name another Kevin Klein film?
You got this, man.
Okay, wait.
Come on, you could do this. Wait, yeah, stand up if you need to.
Get the blood moving.
What was that one where he was the president?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dave.
That's a good answer.
That's got to be on there.
Okay,
that's
two
gotta
more.
Be on
two
there.
More.
The Big Chill.
Ooh, like that.
All right, okay. I like what you're doing.
I couldn't name another.
Could your face be sweatier right now?
No, I was crying. I
apologize for accusing you of sweating when you're crying.
I was doing a bit. I was doing the. And so the third one.
You need one more good one, Josh.
One more good one.
Yeah, just let the thoughts go in and out. Let the thoughts go in and out. Just let them go
Think
in
about
and
the
out.
Wild West. Think about the Wild West.
Yeah.
Think of an element not like gold, but something
Silverado.
Like
Silverado.
Yeah, that's a good
Whoa.
Answer.
Whoa.
Was he in Silverado?
That was fun that just happened.
Yeah.
So those are you, Dave,
Silverado,
Big Chill, and Silverado. Okay. When he said to you, think about the Wild West, he was pushing you towards Wild Wild West. Uh-huh. Gave you two out of the three words in the title.
Oh, I was doing Silverado.
And you decided to go Silverado.
That's my fault, because I said that's on me. I'm sorry.
So close.
You picked the better movie. I just tried to pick the bigger movie.
Also with Kenneth Branagh. Yeah. Amazing.
And I'm going to be interrupting Wild Wild West in April at the Wild West Comedy Festival in Nashville, Tennessee.
Which is why I pitched that to John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cry Freedom.
Oh.
What the?
He played Stephen Biko, I think, in that, or a guy who knew Stephen Biko.
That was credited as the
he was Stephen Biko adjacent.
Yeah.
Stephen Biko is my Emma Thompson.
Listen, I got
no idea.
Big Chill is my junior.
Okay, you guys, you can play your little puzzles, play your word puzzles after the show. we got hard and real answers here.
What it?
No Strings Attached.
Oh, that's a funny movie. Underrated.
The hell is that?
Funny
yeah.
movie.
But Kevin Kline's like somebody's dad in it?
He's a father of, I believe, Natalie Portman. She hooks up with Ashton Kutcher, and they don't want it to become a thing. Oh. They're just hooking up with No Strings Attached. Guys, guess what happens? Strings get fucking attached.
This is at the same time as JT and Mila Kunis' Friends, or whatever, the BFFs, or what was it? Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits? Yeah.
Yeah, there was two movies
Benny about
this.
Benny Friends.
There was two movies about the same thing, came out around the same time.
What are the odds?
What are the odds, said the makers of Volcano and Deep Impact and Dante's Peak. All right, so what do we have here? You got a point for your troubles.
Yeah.
So Josh is on the board.
You've never said that before.
I think maybe you've got the point
maybe,
before.
Maybe.
Yeah, it was with negative points.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, everybody had Mark to win today, and he is the only one without any points.
No, I'm the only guy recovering from my tour through Willy Wonka's anus. So now that I successfully freed myself.
There's no earthly way of knowing which direction this is going. Is it raining? Is it snowing?
Keep burping,
Charlie. Is an ass hurricane a-blowing?
See, there's a lot of pressure on me now because when I hear the movie, I'm going to have to buzz in because I don't want one of them to get it. So I'm just
going
to have to.
Oh, I like
actor,
this. I like where this is going.
Is it
going
to happen?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Yeah, test your buzzers. Frozen. Oh, Ross Marquand with the fast buzz.
Oh, fuck. I legitimately don't know a single person in that movie.
Fucking big Frozen fan over there.
I
can't believe it.
Don't tell R2 that you don't know anybody in that. It's his favorite movie. He's always walking around singing. Do you want to build a bleep bleep?
The woman with the really beautiful voice in Wicked.
Oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, John Travolta knows who that is.
Oh.
Adele Dazeem.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, if only John Travolta was here to help you.
Yeah.
So dumb. I'm so sorry.
God. I think Travolta might up? Get in on this other egg.
No. TJ Miller?
Okay. So.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Ross is. Wasn't he in that?
He's been a voice in some animated movies.
He's the booger in those commercials right
now. He's a Mucinex booger.
But he said, "Who's that woman with the beautiful voice?"
T.J. Miller.
Yeah, that's why. I didn't
What's
see that
What's the woman's
coming.
Name? What's her name?
Yeah!
What's her name?
My voice is beautiful!
Oh, what's her name?
You don't get to guess. You already guessed.
She's got such a beautiful voice. Oh, my God.
How many points do you want to lose?
I can't remember.
All right. So you're out. But good try. It was exciting. The next title, Love and Other Drugs.
Can I ring it?
No. Freddie.
Kristen Stewart?
No. Wait, who? She's not in either
Wasn't
of those
she
movies.
She in Frozen?
No, you're thinking of Twilight?
I never saw that movie.
Wait, Mark's buzzing in.
I'm going to say Josh Gad.
That is correct.
The princess girl.
That's what I was trying to think. That's not T.J. Miller. I meant Josh Gad. That is what I meant.
Yeah, okay.
No, dude.
Yeah.
My brain works weird.
He's the voice of Olaf.
That's what I was trying to think of.
He's a snowman, yeah.
See, he knows. I was thinking of how to train your dragon. There's dragons in both of them, aren't there? That's what I was thinking of. I knew there was a...
Hey, what's the girl from Veronica Mars? What's that girl's name?
Kristen Bell.
Ah, there you go.
And Idina Menzel is who you're trying to think of.
No, but who's the woman from Wicked?
Idina Menzel.
Idina Menzel, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why Travolta couldn't say it. It makes no sense.
I was thinking of Kristen Chenoweth. That's who I was thinking
of. Yeah, she's not... Damn she's it. In Wicked, but not in Frozen.
All right, I thought, whatever. Musicals,
that's cool.
Man.
Musicals, man.
Whatever.
I don't know that shit. But Love and Other Drugs, of course, is why Mark figured it out, because Josh Gad is in that. And you get two more Josh Gad attempts for... If you name both of these, it's for the win. But if you name one of them, you'll be tied with Freddie.
It's got all this, Mark. A question of how fresh the IMDb page is.
Yeah,
it's
how fresh is it?
Because I'm going to say Beauty and the Beast is going to be one of them.
If it's really fresh.
It's got to be pretty fresh. I'm
going to
think of what else.
Why are you helping him, Ross? Okay.
At least
he didn't know why.
I'll tell you why he's helping. I'll tell you why he's helping both of us. Because he just gave me a movie that stars one, Topher Grace.
Oh.
And it's Take Me Home Tonight. But I'm not ready to commit
That's
to Take
probably
Me Home
not
tonight.
In his top four. I mean, I'm because, looking right at it.
Because...
I don't see it anywhere.
It's a movie he did. He had a smaller part, so this is why I might hurt it, but it's a good movie. Came out a couple years ago. Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. Begin Again.
Josh Gad is in Begin Again?
Well, that's not a big vote of confidence. But I will...
What was the wedding one?
The wedding... The Wedding Ringer?
I don't know. I didn't see it, but
Freddie
I know he's
Prince.
In a wedding movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go with The Wedding Ringer to beat Freddie Prinze.
There you go.
And Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, Beauty and the Beast didn't make the cut. The Angry Birds movie did.
Oh, he was a bird. That
and
was
also,
a...
this is, I don't know how I feel about this.
If you say Begin Again.
The Wedding Ringer.
There you go.
Yeah, you helped him to tie it up with you.
Oh, well, we get overtime. We get the lube now. OT. We're good. It's a win-win, man.
I think for that joke alone, I think the win goes to Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, that was pretty callback, and he brought a Starbucks gift card, though, so.
All right, yeah.
Was it a gift card, though?
It wasn't even a gift card.
That's the best part about it.
I didn't think you'd get coffee with it. It's literally, you get a breakfast sandwich or get the fuck out of our store.
No, that card is going to cost you money. That's the best part about that gift.
I love this gift.
Yeah, it's going to cost you money that you have to spend.
Everyone's getting for Christmas next year.
You got 3 weeks to buy four coffees.
Or you're fucked. Not only is there a time clock on it, but costs you money.
They come looking
best
for
gift
you.
Ever. Yeah.
It's really a great prize. And also the baristas love hearing about I got this from Freddie Prinze Jr. It'll make their day. Yeah.
They'll really want you to sit there and tell it to them.
All right, so since you guys are tied, this is just between Mark and Freddie. Return your buzzers, Josh and Ross. Pass them down here. Yeah, I know how you guys are. You'll buzz in even though you're not allowed.
Isn't there a lightning round?
With your dead again. Come on, man. I love that movie, bro.
Thank you.
I love
that movie.
So this is just going to come down to whichever one of you buzzes in and gets the name right first, because I only need 1 point to finish the other guy off. Right. You're going down, Ellis.
Was that you or Wolf?
It was me.
Oh, I thought.
And let me get you some of this OT lube so that you can finish the other guy off.
I don't want to win. I don't want to win. Let Josh have my place.
I never thought to ask after the Cadbury egg fiasco if there was like just sanitizer in there. Like,
probably not, but you know.
You think the one thing a box like that should have is something to clean yourself up with?
Well, the box has a lot of like compartments and stuff, so there's plenty of cardboard.
It's the one you want, guys. That's the prize.
All right, we really got to wrap this up. I'm 2 minutes over, and apologies to whatever show's on next. There's another show after this.
Good Lord, we'll get you out of here quick.
All right, thanks.
I have no control over it. I'm pretty much the reason you're running over.
If you say Citizen Kane, it'll be pretty quick.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1. It's not Emma Thompson. Now, let me recap. So far, we've had Ewan McGregor, Emma Thompson, Kevin Kline, Josh Gad, and Mark.
You got it?
Yeah, because she played Belle in a little movie that IMDb doesn't recognize yet called Beauty and the Beast. That would be Emma Watson.
That is correct for the win. He did it.
Couldn't have done it without FPJ over there.
Oh, that was great. Great finish. Exciting. And now you can eat the other egg. As the winner today, I think you deserve it.
For the love of God, what are you doing?
This egg is already stickier on the outside.
Stick a finger. Oh, man.
I don't know if I did you any favors.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of old.
It's from... Oh!
It's crystallized.
It's from last Easter.
Oh. I don't think you should eat that.
I'm going to have to speak with the bunny that made this before I...
What is on the egg? What is that?
It's sticky.
Cocaine?
It looks like...
You need to speak to the bunny that made that?
Yeah. Sticky fingers.
Mark, I
what
know
what questions would you ask him?
Don't eat that.
Freddie just turned his mic off and he's like, dude, seriously, don't eat that.
I like Mark.
I'm going to eat it because I love you guys. This is, here we go.
All in one, baby. All in one. All in one. All in one. Yes!
Oh, Mark.
Oh. Did you put that in your mouth all at once?
Are getting diabetes tonight.
Yep.
Go ahead. Let's see you just... Oh. Yeah, I'm going to watch you.
Say the alphabet. Say the alphabet.
Are you okay?
What's happening right now? Explain how you feel. It's like a weird science experiment.
It looks like Ash from Alien right before it pops
up. It's like when your friend takes a pill, nobody knows what it is, and you just watch him for like 40 minutes. Like, man. What are you feeling right now? Yeah.
It's going good.
We're all good.
You ever hear that? You're like, what's going to happen?
I'm wearing it down.
All right, we got to go. Josh, what do you got to plug?
The Prince and the Wolf podcast. It's a lot of fun. It's on iTunes. Check it out. And I'm in Denver at the end of this month, which is March, and in Boston at the beginning of April.
Love it.
Thank you.
Freddie, same thing?
Yeah, just repeat that for me. Boom.
All right, yeah, look for him in Boston. And what do you got going on, Ross?
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
You know, that's, all right, cool. Awesome.
How many episodes are left in the current season?
Dos Mas.
All right. And
you did this last time, too, man.
Big finish?
With the OT, baby.
Pretty exciting. All right. Mark Ellis?
I can talk again, ladies and gentlemen. It's down the gullet. You can find me in the bathroom in about 10 minutes. And a young man named Josh Wolf and I are doing a very cool weekend in Orlando at the Improv for Star Wars Celebration. If you're in the Orlando area, April 13th through the 15th, come see me open for Josh. There's another guy named Freddie Prinze Jr. that may be there, too. We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't
know. That's gonna
I'll be there, you jerk.
There's a guy that looks like Ross Marquand that might be there on stage.
Yeah. No, Freddie will be there too that weekend. It's gonna be a fun time.
I will actually.
Yeah. All right, is this real?
Real? It's real. Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
Can I come?
Come along, real. Man.
Ross is gonna go too.
Is this real?
I love Star Wars.
Now we're gonna get Ross in the van, and it's Easter weekend, so there's gonna be a shit ton of Cadbury eggs there too.
All right. Let's hear it for all of my guests, Josh Wolf, Freddie Prinze Jr., Ross Marquand, and Mark Ellis. As always, Roomba 2D2 Scooby-Doo 22 is a shithead. It's one of those clever people that writes their shithead down as the show's in progress. And then systemic racism is a shithead. Yeah, it's about time somebody brought that up. And this one might be one of my favorites ever because I really don't have the context for this. Moby on the radio yesterday is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you because Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car,
Use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.